Hey, Fidelity, how can I remember to invest every month?
With the Fidelity app, you can choose a schedule and set up recurring investments in stocks and ETFs.
Oh, that sounds easier than I thought.
You got this.
Yeah, I do. Now, where did I put my keys?
You will find them where you left them.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
You guys know Sierra got married last year. It's a lot of work.
Oh boy, was it.
It's a lot to do. And one thing that really helped her figure out what to do first, where to access certain resources, how to get people to know where they were supposed to go for a wedding, Zola.
With Zola, you can discover venues and find vendors easily. You can message and book vendors right on their website. And truly, when I say that that was the first part that we had to do and also one of the most intimidating and hardest, it's so nice to just have them all listed right there and be able to talk to them right there and then.
They also have free planning tools, which is really helpful because you don't know what you don't know. And if when you go to Zola, you have a guest list manager, wedding website templates, a budgeting tool, because dang, can a wedding get out of hand real quick.
Mm-hmm.
It could all eliminate so much stress and you'll save so much time, all because it's like a one-stop shop.
That's so true. With Zola, you can plan your entire wedding in one convenient place. From the day you get engaged and search for the venue to the day you send out your save the dates, make your registry, and even taste your cake.
Zola has literally everything you need to make the whole process super easy and actually enjoyable.
There's even a five-star app that helps you plan on the go or on your couch.
Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com.
Hey guys.
I'm Jerry.
I'm Sierra.
We're ladies.
And we tangent. It, nothing like chewing gum on the podcast. The fuck?
What's up, everyone? Hello.
Oh boy.
Hello, hello, hello.
All right, tell me all the things that you've been keeping from me, you dumb bitch.
I'm not keeping that many things.
She's keeping secrets.
Definitely two things.
Yeah.
One, I think you'll appreciate the fact that I saved it for now. Thank you very much, because you're about to have the reaction that I knew you would.
Okay.
Okay. I was getting ready today.
Okay.
Don't know if you saw my story on Instagram.
I didn't.
I took a photo of myself. I was carving out my cheekbones.
Love
okay.
That.
A little bacon powder on my lower half
bacon
of my
powder,
face.
Bacon, right? Bacon powder.
My hair back as it is. I put up the meme that is the person from the office that says that's the same picture, and it was me. Draco Malfoy.
Oh,
okay.
Okay.
And somebody messaged me and they said, "Cunty Draco Malfoy strikes again." And I was like,
Yeah, it's fun that what? That's like a, you know what's actually funny what? Is I just saw right before this, I just
that
saw.
Cunty's a fun word?
Yeah, it's a good thing.
Yes.
Because this says, it's a, I don't know who this person is, but they're a model. And it yes. says, she caused a motherquake measuring 9.9 on the Cunter scale with this look. Because I know it's
oh,
like
yeah.
serving cunt. Is
serving cunt,
thing.
Yes.
I never knew.
Cow. Yeah. I love it. I love it. It really makes like me that. So happy.
It's really taking that word back.
Mm-hmm. I love the, well, where was it in the first place?
Where was the word cunt?
Well, I know that
they
people didn't like
it. Used not nicely
well,
against
I know that.
Women. Or gay people, I think.
Did they call gay people cunts?
I think anybody who was like femme presenting probably got a cunt thrown at them once or twice.
Hey, I bet people who were mask presenting wish they had a cunt thrown at them once or twice.
That's what I know.
Anyway.
Any code.
That is the most I've ever said that word
Me
in
too.
My
it
life.
It feels filthy.
Cunt sounds worse than cunty. Cunty is like, oh.
Okay.
Cunt is like, I'm so. Sorry.
That hurts my teeth.
Someone's going to put a bar of soap in my mouth.
So anyways, if you're new here, how was that intro?
Merry Christmas.
Merry Cuntmas.
Oh, and happy queer year. Happy new queer.
Queer. I like queer year better.
Okay.
What's your pants say?
My pants. That's the number two thing. So I one, know. Cunty Draco Malfoy. Number two, I have Sheets merch.
What?
These pants are from Sheetz.
Shut the fuck up.
Now, they are from Shein.
Okay.
It's not like Sheetz. I felt you getting jealous that Sheetz sent me merch and not you.
Why would they send that?
Shein purchased me Sheetz merch.
It's a good Christmas gift.
For Christmas.
I like that.
Yeah. So it says Sheetz on the one leg and then down the other leg. I have no idea what it says.
Why the Sheetz not?
Yep. And it looks like smashed
chips.
Is it
buffalo
chips?
Bites?
I can't tell. Chicken I was like, are bites, those oranges? Definitely.
Looks like chicken bites.
Might be some boom boom sauce. I don't know.
Yeah.
That's what's definitely in these pants.
Why the Sheetz not?
You know? This cunty boom boom sauce. Welcome to the stage, cunty boom boom sauce.
That's fun.
So yeah, he got me a sweatshirt as well. And he got me Noah Kahn merch as well. This is not the sweatshirt.
He got me Noah Kahn merch.
You did?
Yes. And it says... What's it say? Hold on. It says something. Don't let the darkness fool you. What, do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
What's the line?
Don't let this darkness fool you.
All lights turned off can be turned on. That's what it says. Yeah. Don't let this darkness fool you.
Aww.
All lights turned off can be turned on.
Oh my gosh, I love it.
Good.
What is it? Is it a sweatshirt, t-shirt?
It is a t-shirt, and then it looks like a lantern with a candle inside of it.
Cute. Mm-hmm.
With flowers.
I got a shirt.
I don't think it was like actual merch from him, sorry, but it's like somebody made that from the lyric.
Got it.
But I liked it that it was that song.
Shane got me a shirt and a sweatshirt and then a hoodie and a candle.
Ooh.
And the candle smells so fucking good.
That smells really nice.
But. My niece has thrown up on all of it. So that's being washed. And so he told me that he thought a brown sweatshirt would look nice with these pants. And so I wore one, especially because we're going to the playoffs,
baby. The Browns are in the playoffs.
I don't give a fuck.
We don't care about football. But my husband is happy.
Our dads are happy.
Just so happy.
Happy playoffs, Dad.
You guys did it.
Did you make it past the cunt stuff to get here to get your congratulations, your cunt congratulations?
But I wish they would.
Yeah.
Stick around.
Yeah.
I bet if a guy said it, you'd stick around. I bet if they did. You think it was funny?
I've heard worse from men all the time.
Yep. Anyways,
you know who else I've heard worse from? Gen X. Let's talk about them. I'm tired of it.
Gen X.
Honestly, no. You know what? Honestly, Gen X, what the fuck? Because who hurt you?
Oh, well, I know who. Boomers. I know.
Well,
we get it.
You would think that it was millennials because they hate us. They're not all of them. But hey, if you're a Gen Xer who commented on our viral TikTok that went viral from Jerry's idea that she said in the podcast
that I thought would go viral and it did.
Which it did. But I would say 80% of the comments were like, fuck you, millennials. You stupid idiots. You didn't come up with that. We did. And I was like, Gen X, why are you so mad at us?
You know what you didn't come up with? An algorithm. And that's why I know you don't know how this works, but you are helping us. Thank you.
You did boost that shit. Thanks, babe. Yeah. We know it's not all of them. Please don't get mad, Gen X. Seriously, I know how sensitive you can be.
No, I'm just kidding. I genuinely want to know, like, if you realize that you are the middle child of generations.
And that's what you've shown.
You know what I mean?
No, it was very much like, what
about me? And I
don't even
mean like, we were like, you're acting like a middle child. I mean, if you look at it, it's boomers, Gen X, millennial, and then I know that like Gen Z and stuff.
Gen A is happening.
Alpha.
But like if we're talking adults.
Yes.
Not that Gen Z's not.
But again, I know there's 25-year-old Gen Z.
We get it. Please, don't take one thing we say out of context for the love of fuck.
It's all in good fun. It really
just
is.
Just two people.
I think that if you are going to compare boomers, I don't think they're still trying to figure out how to get on TikTok.
I thought that they were all on Facebook still. I didn't even know that some of them were there. And then they commented and I was like, whoa, girl.
I think Gen Z can take a joke. And yeah, so if we do say something,
I don't know. There was some Gen Zs that were like, why the fuck do they think we don't know this? And I was like, it's just supposed to be fun.
Because I've not seen any of you do a TikTok. Do you not think it's fun?
Yeah, we were trying to have fun.
You do so many dances and lip syncs. You never wanted to show someone that your arms could float in the air? Like, what do you mean? I just think maybe your priorities are wrong.
We know you know shit, but like,
you're not putting on display what I think maybe your best work would be.
I agree.
Floating arms.
It's apparently sinking
through the floor.
A classic crowd favorite.
Yeah.
Anyways, yeah. So I just didn't know Gen X. I honestly, truly didn't know you guys were on TikTok like that. That was my bad. Yeah. Well, I learned.
We learned.
You care so much.
We did learn. And I'm so sorry if you felt forgotten.
Yeah, we didn't mean to do that. We truly were just like, what can we pass down? Because we had so many things passed down for us. We'll pass this down to people that maybe don't know it.
And now we have a platform that was not available when you were sharing information. Mm-hmm. And so we maybe, instead of trying to rely on the wind to pass on our stories, we're going to share them ourselves on the internet.
We did it through a TikTok.
Yeah.
And everyone was mad. The end. Merry Christmas.
No, I
spent my Christmas Eve like being so sassy on the internet. And normally I'm not. But it's like, I had probably 100 people kicking us while we were down, just trying to have fun. And then finally I was like, I think I'll kick back.
I think maybe I kick back. I just thought it was funny. But Sierra's like, I'm sick and tired of people. I'm just sick of it.
I'm already having a bad Christmas and everybody's taking this so seriously. It was just supposed to be fun.
Yeah, it's like, hey, guess what? It's actually not magic. It is a muscle spasm. Yeah. But they didn't want to highlight that. They're like, you're wrong, but not the magic part. Because that's still very cool. How's that happen?
I also thought that was cool. Back when I invented it.
Yeah.
As a Gen Xer in 1915. Whatever that was called, it started with K syndrome.
Cunt. No. The Gen Xers have cunt syndrome. That's not it.
I'm crying. They're going to be the most mad.
I know. I wish I called any other generation cunts. But if I called a boomer a cunt, they'd be like, and
what? Okay.
They'd go, Helen Hunt?
I loved her in Twister. We're kidding. Boomers, Gen X, if you're listening, please.
Is anybody out there?
This is all just fun.
Can anybody hear me?
Okay, so now
we've
pissed off.
Oh my God, that's my
own
song. That's embarrassing. My own lyrics.
I was like, I don't know that.
I want to die.
We've pissed off single children, only children. We have pissed off middle children. We've pissed off Gen X. We've pissed off Gen Z. Gen A. Boomers.
You know what that means? We're just all us. Family. Because don't your family treat you the worst?
And that's what
they make you feel the worst
Christmas.
About yourself. Hey,
you keep coming back.
We love you, cuz.
We really do.
Hey,
we love you, cuz.
I hate that. That's the fucking callback
in
this episode.
Wait. Time out.
Oh yeah.
Let's check and see if we have any sponsors.
I am obsessed with clothes.
Oh yeah.
It's a problem for me. It's a problem for my closet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And that's why I'm so excited to be sharing Nuuly with our audience, because Nuuly is a way to try out trendy styles, colors, silhouettes, all different kinds of things that maybe you've been interested in, but are like going to make your bank cry.
Mm-hmm.
Now you can rent them for a period of time and then you just ship them back.
For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any 6 styles each month, access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands with inclusive sizing.
That's another beautiful thing, mm-hmm. because a lot of places may not have options for everyone. And this has so much diversity, not only in the brands that they offer, but also they have fast, free shipping and returns and professional cleaning in Nuuly's state-of-the-art laundering facility.
Plus, the option to buy what you love.
It's fun. It's sustainable and you can save because you get to try out a bunch of stuff that you like, or maybe you're like, I don't know, maybe I would like this. And then you get it and you're like, I don't think that's for me. But there's no commitment to buy it unless you really do love it. And you're like, you actually can't have this back, Nuuly.
Mm-hmm.
I'm keeping it.
Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any six styles. But right now you can get $20 off of your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code TANGENTS20.
Just go to NUULY.com. That's Nuuly with two U's, and enter the code TANGENTS20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month.
That's NUULY.com, Nuuly with two U's with code TANGENTS20.
Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes.
Anyways, well, my cup says seasonal depression, and that's what we have for you today.
Good job. I bet you're confused about how we're going to get there since we've done so much cunt talk in the beginning. You just clicked on the title and you're like, burnout versus depression? What's all this cunt? What you gonna do with all that cunt? All that cunt?
I'm a geeky teacher.
Netflix came up with that song.
That's just a fact. I think that's what Fergie's in.
Those are also my own song lyrics.
She wrote my humps.
I didn't write my humps. I wrote my cunt. It's spelled M-I-K-E-H-U-N-T.
My cunt.
Has anybody seen my cunt?
Oh my God. We got a message to or a comment that somebody said that all we do is get drunk and laugh at nothing. So I'd like to formally dedicate this to you, person who said that. I hope you're still listening.
Because
we're not even drunk. We're just laughing at nothing.
I had water.
This is water in this cup. Mm-hmm. Look at it. I'll show you. It's vodka.
You don't drink.
I know.
Liquor.
No, and I wouldn't. This is water.
Liquor. I hardly counter. Sorry. All right. You know what's happening right now is we desperately don't want to
talk about
this.
What we're about to talk about.
Yeah, and not just because we came up with it at dinner.
No, well, we did.
We did and we didn't. We came up with it 2 years ago.
That's what we told
you. And we've been calling ourselves out.
Episode.
For the last episode.
You listened. Fucking, you heard.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
By the way.
Christmas. I forgot last year. I think I've been doing it. Got that out, Jared. Got that out.
The way that I want to make burps an entire segment of our tour show, I've been going through all of the footage, and it is just...
Oh, there's got to be so many.
There's
for me.
A foul belch that you do that, like, stops the tracks. It's like a record scratch. Like, it's meaty. Anyway, what were you going to say?
Was that after the boiled food we had?
Maybe.
All right, so listen. This is important.
Okay.
I forgot what I was saying.
Oh, no.
I think all I was going to say was that I missed my opportunity to say see you next year on the last podcast. So anyways, happy this is the next year.
Oh, my God. We haven't seen you guys since last year.
That's it. That's where I was trying to go. Oh, this cunt talk's got my head fuzzy.
Your head fuzzy.
My head fuzzy. It's feeling fuzzy.
Fuzzy. Fuzzy.
Fuzzy.
Oh,
so
my cunt's fuzzy.
Foul. Absolutely not. Anyone left has just gone out the door.
All right, now that all of you guys,
just the cool people, are left.
Yeah,
we're gonna talk about depression.
Just the real ones. We're gonna talk about how
something kind of serious in our lives, and that's why we're being silly, because we don't like to talk about our feelings, and that's on trauma.
Yeah, especially because this situation, we talked about this at dinner as well. We love a video essay. We love an audio essay. We love when people deep dive, research, have an outline, have talking points, go through them effectively, concisely.
We're not going to do that.
No, we're not. No, we're not. And what we're going to do is we're going to go through these articles that I found at dinner that compare depression and burnout. And talk about how we feel about those, because as two people who feel like they've been in a cyclical cycle of cycles for the past 4 years of trying to navigate huge life events.
Yeah. Yeah.
And navigate past trauma, internal stress, being confronted with a lot of things that maybe we buried for a long time. It's, we as two friends want to talk to our friends about how we relate to these articles that we found.
Yeah.
So that it's not well researched. It's not going to be, it certainly won't be well read because I'm reading.
Because, yeah. So, but we just want to talk about our experiences while using a,
someone who did do research.
Yeah. Somebody who's smart words.
Yep. Which, again, not us.
No. So if you want that, another place would be great.
Bye.
But we feel like since you've made it this far, you know that.
You're fine. Okay. I told Sierra, because she did have something prepared.
I did.
And I told her I woke up. I've been really connecting with the universe a lot lately. Like, I know last year, in the last episode, I said that I wanted to start doing that again. And I really am taking it seriously. And I'm also really taking the whole, like, fucking talk, advocate for yourself, and just fucking be clear with your communication seriously. And I'm really trying, even though I feel wildly uncomfortable, and I think it takes a lot out of me.
Mm-hmm.
But I woke up this morning, and there were three episode topics that popped into my brain. And I haven't had that kind of, like, inspiration in a really long time. Like, right. We used to have running lists of stuff, yes, we wanted to talk about.
Yeah.
And I hadn't had that in a really long time.
Agreed. Same.
I wanted to talk about Bluey.
Mm-hmm.
So at some point, we're going to talk about Bluey. That's not today. Because when I was researching that, I cried a lot. Number two, I wanted to finally do the episode where people send in lyrics that make them go,
oh, yeah. We have a couple emails for that.
I love it.
Yeah.
I want to know what those lyrics are and what they mean to you, because I love sharing that with people. But I also thought that's also going to be
so sad.
Very sad.
Yep.
And then the third one was, you know what? Fuck it. We might as well do burnout versus depression since we've called ourselves out twice now. We've talked about
it so much. Yeah.
But I also was like, I know what's happening in our personal lives, and I don't know that I can, like, make that call for us to be like, hey, you want to talk about something
really intense shit?
Yeah. And I also was like, last week was kind of like more serious, I guess.
Yeah.
Maybe not. I don't know.
A little bit. Back but, to Forksies.
Yeah. And so I was like, do people want that? Or do they want us to, like, move on and get silly? But then there was that one person who was like, that's all you fucking do, you drunk,
you
hyenas.
Drunk stupid bitches. And we're like, back at you.
So anyway, I brought it up to Sierra and I started looking at it, and we just started, like, kind of dumping on each other.
Oh my God. We dumped so hard on
you know
each
how we be dumping. And I was like, you know what? Do you just want to, like, say fuck it and make this the topic? And
yeah,
that's how we got here.
That is.
So if you were wanting us not to be sad or serious,
too
sorry.
Go ahead and rewind and just listen to that first part again.
Or go ask that one girl who thinks we're never serious and that we're just a bunch of giggling buffoons, which episodes she hates. And
yeah.
Go listen to those.
Yeah.
Okay.
Apparently, according to her,
apparently,
everything for the last couple months, which is not a truth. So I'm not calling you a liar, but I'm not calling you a truther.
And that's what I know.
Yeah.
So this is Psych Central.
Okay. I love a Psych Central.
What I did for all of you who are like, oh my God, how do you find stuff? No one's ever asked me that. But I put in Google, what's the difference between burnout and depression?
And then she clicked on a link.
And then I clicked on this link. That's how we got here. Okay. The link was medically reviewed by Jocelyn Jelinek.
Okay.
And by Morgan, and it was written maybe by Morgan Mandarita? Dorito? That's.
You want me to see
by
him?
Morgan Dorito. No, I won't.
Is it PhD? PYSD? Which I think is like Psy D.
Jocelyn Jelinek.
Okay.
LCSW. Licensed clinical something.
SW.
Social worker?
Social department? Why are we doing this?
Sexy.
Cut all this.
Sexy woman. I'm so sorry. I don't mean to.
Oh, there's a W? I thought it was a D.
SW.
Department. Department starts with W. It's silent.
W. Department. Got that. No. Okay. It doesn't matter. Just go to Psych Central.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. We're just fucking talking. God.
My fucking back.
Mom.
One person who said that mean thing that I'll think about for the rest of my fucking life. Bold move. Bold move. Anyways.
Okay. Are you experiencing symptoms? Are you experiencing
almost every day
of burnout or depression? Here's how to tell the difference. This is something I don't fucking know. I don't know because there is a lot of overlap.
There
okay.
Is.
Allegedly. Knowing the difference between burnout and depression can help you figure out what you're experiencing so you can find relief sooner than later, which makes sense because if you're experiencing burnout and you're treating yourself for depression, you're not going to.
No,
and vice versa. If you're treating yourself for burnout, but you're depressed.
Yeah.
You're almost probably going to feel worse because you're going to be discouraged that what you're doing isn't working.
Oh, 100%.
Burnout and depression can share similar physical symptoms, but they're not the same. Burnout can lead to a depressive episode, but depression does not cause burnout.
Okay.
So it's kind of like, I'm so sorry that this is the analogy I'm using.
Go ahead.
But squares are always rectangles, but rectangles are not squares.
What? You're throwing shapes at me.
I know.
Oval. That's how my baby says oval. But she says it for circles and it's so cute. She goes, oval.
She's wrong.
I know. I tell her almost every day.
Yeah. You're wrong, baby.
That's a circle.
You idiot, baby.
That's a rectangle, not a square, right? No, that's a square, not a rectangle. I'm confused.
Well, it depends. So a square has four sides that are the same length.
Got this? What the fuck?
Four sides that are the same length. Okay. A rectangle has four sides.
That's it? That's its only?
It has, but, and the sides are running parallel to themselves.
Okay.
Okay. So two sides are in parallel. And I mean, they're both parallelograms.
Could a diamond be a rectangle?
A diamond is a rectangle, I think.
No, because they do intersect.
Well, no. The opposite lines are parallel.
I'm so confused.
I knew this was going to happen.
It doesn't matter.
I knew this was not what we're talking about. I know.
A rectangle
can't be a square because it doesn't have equal sides.
Why did you do this to us?
I don't know. I'm so sorry.
Okay, I get it. I'm a square.
Somebody's going to be like, Jerry, you thought you did something with that, and you're all actually wrong. I taught algebra,
I'm a squareologist.
Not geometry, okay? Fucking hate geometry. Remember, burnout can lead to depressive episodes. Depression does not cause burnout. Okay, here we are. There are ways to prevent and cope with burnout and depression.
Okay.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
So what is burnout?
Well,
according to this article, burnout, or burnout syndrome, I guess I didn't realize it was a syndrome.
Interesting.
There's some information.
Okay.
Is the emotional, mental, and physical exhaustion that comes from long-term exposure to stress, emotionally demanding situations, overworking, pushing yourself too hard without taking care of yourself and honoring your needs.
Wow. It's resonating. I'll tell you that.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
I think that I was experiencing like peak burnout when I obviously was still shooting weddings and navigating one of the more serious like personal life events that I had.
Right.
And also the podcast, because we started doing like virtual live shows and we started doing merch. It was like all of it happened at once.
Yeah.
And I was like, what is this feeling that I'm feeling? And 100% it was burnout.
Yeah. I think I'm probably experiencing that right now.
I agree.
That's pretty intense. And it's probably why I'm having like severe anxiety attacks almost every other day at this point.
I didn't realize that it was caused by prolonged exposure to things. Like I thought burnout was like,
it's happening because
it's just you've done it too much.
Yeah.
Which I guess it is like prolonged exposure to it, but it's not like, oh, you're working too much. It's not like you're a workaholic, therefore you get burnout.
Yeah.
It's no, you're just, you're being exposed to stress.
Some kind of stress for a long period of time. I'm sure I also experienced that when I was in that abusive relationship.
Oh, yeah.
Because there were moments where I had kind of a similar feeling that I'm having now, just not as deep as it's gotten.
Right. Whenever I was speaking with my therapist about emotional abuse, she sent me a paper, and on that paper, it had all of these signs. It was like, this is what someone who has been emotionally abused over a long period of time, this is how they might feel. This is how someone may do it. And when I was reading it, I was like, oh my God. Mm-hmm. Like it never even crossed my mind that I would fall into that category.
Right.
But it hit so every single point. Yep. Like I was like, this, I basically could have write my name on this. That this is just me.
Yeah.
And so when I read emotionally demanding situations, pushing yourself too hard, stress, this job, I don't think to someone else appears to be stressful or demanding, but we just spent the beginning of it saying that all of these people had access to us and were able to say things to us
about us in a really not nice way
from behind a screen. And like, even if what they said wasn't meant to be taken in some type of way, if I'm already feeling vulnerable or under a lot of stress, I might receive it that way because I don't have the strength to battle the negative messages.
Yeah.
And so if all of those are coming in so fast,
you start to think like, oh, it's an overwhelming majority against me.
Mm-hmm.
They all think this way. It must be true.
Right. I must have done something wrong. I must be bad. This must be a bigger deal. Yeah.
Yeah.
And not only just emotionally demanding, I think, in a way where people are being mean to us, because we just had a really long conversation about how we feel we almost feel like the exception to the rule.
Mm-hmm.
Like our audience and most people who just come across us on the internet are overwhelmingly kind to us, like more than we would say other creators experience.
I would say, I mean, the majority of the time.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
It's not very often that we get a time like that where it's just like a lot of negative.
Well, and I think that like, because you and I are in such different places right now, I didn't take it as negative.
Yeah.
But because of the amount of stress you're under, it felt like, okay, can I not do anything right?
Yeah.
Is this just another fuck up that I'm doing? And so like,
I just was trying to do something nice on the internet.
Or like, funny or carefree. Fun. Like just, and that's how I felt. I was like, oh, this is a nothing.
Yeah.
I mean, if they want to get butthurt about this, I know I'm not hurting anybody by doing this. But I also think it can be emotionally demanding supporting people or accepting praise from people.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Which I almost don't want to say this because I know the last episode I was talking about how much I was struggling viewing me in a very powerful way.
Right.
Compared to how I felt now or last week, which was like not that way.
Right.
And people were flooding my DMs and the comments with so many thoughtful compliments and like, you're still an inspiration and I still can see the growth and I still see this, and like, I'm so grateful for those messages. They're beautiful, but like, it's also really hard to read because it's like, you've saved my life, you got me through an abusive relationship, you
there's
this,
a
you
level
that.
Of pressure almost
because I don't want to fail you. I'm afraid to fail you because it makes me feel like if I wasn't there, what would have happened?
Mm-hmm.
What would have happened to you?
Yeah.
And like, even though I've never like hugged you or shook your hand or looked into your eyes, I feel responsible for you.
Yeah.
And
I do.
That's why Rachel told me I need to talk to my therapist about my martyrdom.
But
that's a thing. Like, again, it's just, there's a lot of people, and when something matters to you, it fucking matters to you, and it can drain you, deplete you of
a lot.
That, yeah.
Burnout has a negative impact on your physical health and mental health, says New Jersey-based therapist Asia R. Shabazz, a licensed clinical social worker.
Okay.
SW has to be social worker.
There we go.
Okay. The most frequent type of burnout is career burnout.
Okay.
But a 2020 study notes that parental burnout, interesting,
wow,
characterized by exhaustion related to parenting, is possible too.
Okay.
A 2019 study suggests that the following groups of people are most likely commonly affected by burnout: teachers, nurses, doctors, social workers, elite athletes, and parents of chronically ill children.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It's not, that is like,
that makes a lot of sense. A lot of sense. Hey guys, we know that we're discussing a pretty heavy topic right now, but we are going to take a quick break to hear from our sponsors.
The last sentence in this part before we get to the symptoms of burnout is someone just asking, like, is burnout a form of depression? Though they share common symptoms, they're saying no, burnout is not a type of depression. Mm-hmm. I find it very fascinating that they're acknowledging that there could be a form of parental burnout.
Well, and I don't want to say this because I know that chronically ill children is a very different thing, but you and I have both, for the past like 4 months, had our kids kind of ping-ponging illnesses. I mean, yes. I swear to God, both of us feel like we cannot catch a fucking break, mm-hmm, where it's either we are the sick ones, our kids are the sick ones, our spouses are the sick ones.
I am trying so hard. Forrest woke up yesterday, or he went to sleep yesterday, woke up in the middle of the night yesterday, threw up. Woke up with a fever, had a fever all day yesterday, threw up again last night, had a fever today. He's been just sleeping for 2 days. And Ollie, his birthday party is tomorrow as we're recording this. He has not had a birthday party since he turned one. He's going to turn five. And because of sicknesses every single year, he's not gotten to celebrate his birthday with his family, like his extended family. And I'm like, I swear to fucking God. You're right. Children with chronic illnesses, it's a very, very different thing.
But I could see how that would be overwhelming, because it is such a strain on the household when even one member of you is not functioning at 100%. You know what I mean?
I'm surprised that, I mean, it says it's most commonly affected, so it's not saying that other people can't be, other forms of parents, I guess, can't be affected, or other people. But I'm a little bit shocked that single parents isn't on there.
Oh, yeah.
Because I know that every once in a while, Shane will be like, hey, I'm going to go camping alone. And I'm like, go off, King. Go to the woods. And I will have the kids like by myself, bedtime into the morning, and then whenever he gets back. And I'm like, that's a fucking lot.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
It is.
I can't imagine doing that
for weeks
or forever.
Yeah. Especially if you don't have a good support system outside the house.
Because we've talked about in our episode about relational poverty is that like we don't have
the support systems people used to have, mostly because people are having to work longer and later into their lives, and so grandparents who before could be, they were retired so they could help, are having to work into their 60s, 70s potentially, or later.
Society's not built anymore for us to raise families and community
together.
And so I think that that's just another cause of burnout, is like not being able to share the responsibility of raising a child, when like that is how you are meant to do it.
Yeah.
You are not meant to be anyone's one thing. Not just to a child, but to
anyone,
your partner, to your friend. Like, and when you find yourself in situations where you are, it does feel, I can understand why that would lead
emotionally
to burnout.
Draining.
Yeah. So some symptoms, according to a 2021 study, the main burnout symptoms include exhaustion, trouble with thinking or decision making, so like cognitive dysfunction, reduced work performance, a loss of empathy, social withdrawal.
Whoa. Okay. I did not expect those last two, but wow. Okay. That's resonating. Maybe also why I was a little more sassy in those comments. Because...
yeah. It's like, I don't feel bad for you, no. Gen X.
No, I didn't. I didn't. I just was like, there was none of that. Like, maybe what are these people going through that I normally feel? So I like give people a little bit of a break. It's like, you snapped at me. I'm snapping back.
Yeah. Yeah.
And like, I'm normally... more level-headed than that because I'm able to put myself in their shoes. Like, they probably had a bad
You have
day.
No energy, though, to
no,
fuel
I don't.
The... You have to view yourself as, like, a machine. Yeah. And, like, in a car, if you don't have windshield wiper fluid, your window is not going to get cleaned. It doesn't matter. Like, even if you are still
driving...
scraping
against it and it's making that horrible sound.
That's what I'm saying.
Nobody likes that.
Well, like, your car still works.
You barely...
That's what I'm saying. Like, if there's gas in it, okay, it still can run. But like, if you don't have oil, you don't have windshield wiper fluid, you don't have coolant. I'm running out of fluids.
Far
or effectively, you're like gonna run the risk of ruining some internal
Something's
shit.
Catching on fire somewhere or something.
So I feel like in situations like what you're saying with the comments, which is like not super serious, but it is like a good like nothing analogy,
right?
Low stakes analogy, not nothing, but. Is like you don't have the fuel to make sure those steps are in place for you to kind of like check yourself before responding.
Yeah, truly, I didn't.
Yeah, not happening.
No. Sorry if I hurt your feelings. Anyone in the comments?
Sorry, Jen.
I really wasn't being too mean though, honestly. No, I was just kind of giving the same. It was just a return of energy, but normally I just don't even bother
with
that.
Well, and I think that like, again, it was...
Oh, you're throwing this shit at me? Well, yeah, I'm throwing it back. Yeah. It's like when someone pulls the top off a grenade and they're like, not me.
Hot potato. Hot potato. Shabazz notes that there are other signs that you may be experiencing burnout as well, like restlessness, irritability, anxiety, nausea, and insomnia.
Oh, word? I have all of those.
I feel like your sleep has been worse.
It's the worst it's ever been. Mm-hmm. Well, because I can't. Like, I'm not having good sleep. I literally have, like, restless leg when I'm trying to fall asleep. And then I'm waking up with, like, pounding heart racing when I'm waking up. For what? Mm-hmm. And then I have to get up because for some reason I think the house is on fire. I don't know why. That's anxiety. Just a thing that it is recently. So, and I'm like, okay, I'm going to get up. I check on Noah or I check on whoever. Make sure the dogs are okay. I do like a full house sweep
it's
and then I can
like,
lay down and then the cycle starts again where I'm restless and
it's almost like you feel so dysregulated internally that you're seeking for something like, physically dysregulated. Yeah.
So it's like, I'm not crazy, right? It can't be me. There's got to be something.
Thank God I was so hypervigilant about this. There was a fire.
Yeah. Well, I woke up the other day smelling smoke. Hot smoke. And I was like, this is it.
What does cold smoke smell like?
I don't know, but do you know? You know? Great question.
I did see a TikTok where you can hear the difference between hot and cold water.
Okay, that, well, I will say that it felt like I got, okay, because I normally sleep with a room with like 40 fans.
Yes.
I'm not even kidding.
Yes.
And so it's cool air on my face all the time. And I felt like someone was like,
oh,
hot air
okay.
in my face.
Yep.
And then I smelled smoke and I was like, oh, this is it. Not in an excited way, but just
she
like,
opens
I
her
fucking
eyes.
Knew it.
She opens her eyes and Corey's blowing cigarette smoke on her face.
He's smoking right at me like a dragon.
Yeah.
No. So I'm like, this is it. I got it. And I've even gone so far as to like show Noah and made him rehearse with me the plan if there is a fire because he's
got a rally point.
He's on a different side of the house. Well, so he knows how to get out of his windows and all of that. Anyways,
I used to be my favorite thing to try and think about as a kid.
I was like, well,
I'm gonna scale this roof.
You're gonna do this shit. You will get out of this house. I'm telling you, because I might not be able to make it to you.
Yeah.
So I need to know you can do it on your own.
Yeah.
So I hear it. I smell it. I'm feeling it on my face.
Uh-huh.
I get up. I'm running naked, by the way, because that's how I sleep. But I'm like, there's a fire. There's no time to find a robe. Anyways, there was nothing.
There's
and when
always
I come,
time to find a rope.
And when I come back and smell around, nothing. Then I woke up Corey because I was like, hey, I think I actually am going crazy.
Yeah.
Because now I'm like hallucinating that there's a fire.
Yeah.
Anybody want to let me know what the fuck is going on?
Well, and I also know that you have a history of mental health issues and you have hallucinated before.
Yeah.
And so I think that also is probably really triggering to you to be like,
this was
fuck
after the bad attack thing that I had as
yes.
well.
Yes.
Okay, so full disclosure, the other night, actually, I think it was the night of the 26th, I had hosted for Christmas. Mm-hmm. I had like a 2-day long Christmas thing. And then at the end of the night, I put Sawyer to bed. I'm in my room just like taking my makeup off. I don't remember this. I don't remember getting out of bed. I don't remember going and taking my makeup off. Love that when I'm on autopilot.
That's still part of your routine.
I still remember that.
Girl, wash your face.
Yep. So I'm doing that. And Corey says he comes up and he's like, what's going on with you? I feel like you left the, you know, people were still at my house, by the way.
Oh.
I excused myself. That's my and move. Left. I know. Everybody was like, this is a Sierra move to leave her own party. Like, whatever.
Oh, yeah.
And he was like, now, when he came in, they had left. So everybody was gone at this yeah. point. He's like, what is going on? Why'd you leave? What's up? Blah, blah, blah. And I am not responding. He said my pupils looked like they were huge. I had not taken anything, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
You could drug test me.
Yeah.
But he was like hugging me, shaking me, clapping in my face.
Mm-hmm.
Like I was not flinching. I was not budging. I was just like stuck in this, like I'm taking my makeup off. I was staring straight ahead. I sort of remember that part, but it mm-hmm. was almost like I was dreaming. I felt yeah. like I was sleepwalking,
mm-hmm.
which maybe I was. I don't know. But then he put me back in bed, called his mom over, which is embarrassing now to know that. But like she came over because they were legitimately afraid that they were going to have to take me to like a mental like to
yeah.
like have me admitted, because he's like, you were catatonic,
mm-hmm.
not phased, just staring.
And those are two nurses. So yes, it's not yeah, like yeah, they're yeah. unfamiliar with what that looks like.
He's like,
and
I've
what
taken care of people at the hospital who literally would just do that all night. Like just yeah. like they were not mentally well.
Mm-hmm.
But eventually I came out of it. And again, I felt like in a fog kind of for the whole. Now, I did slip into it again. He told me there was two times that it happened.
As you're talking about it, I just remembered another time and I almost just started crying.
Oh, of what?
Of when it happened to me. For and you? I just heard myself in my head screaming, get up, get up,
yes!
Get up, and I couldn't move.
Yeah.
Sorry.
So that's
ahead.
What it felt like, that I just felt kind of frozen, because I remember being like, he is yelling at you.
Mm-hmm.
Get up, which he told me now, like later. He's like, I'm so sorry that I yelled. And the things that I was like, yelling,
mm-hmm.
but I was doing whatever I could think of to snap you out of it, and nothing was working. He wouldn't normally yell in my face, is what I'm trying to say.
Yes, yes.
But then I slept it off, I guess, and then in the morning I woke up and I felt foggy again mm-hmm. until like 4 p.m. and then I was fine,
mm-hmm.
and I haven't had that since. Now, I said last episode that I had been admitted to the hospital for a chest pain that
yes.
also hasn't gone away. This has been 2 weeks now that I've had on and off chest pain. Our family has a history. Two people in my family have had heart attacks that have killed them in their 40s. One was on Christmas. So I do feel like that probably exacerbated the anxiety, but mm-hmm. I think it was probably an anxiety attack that I was feeling. And then what if I have to think about it, I called a therapist, everybody. So if that's your first, just know that that's uh-huh. That's happening anyways. But I'm assuming what happened was my nervous system was just like, hey,
shot to hell.
We're done. It was burnout.
Yes,
I think that
yes.
I was burnt the fuck out.
It's like when you overload a electrical.
Yes.
Panel.
Yeah.
And it just
all
shuts
of those,
it off.
They were like, that's enough. Mm-hmm. We have to be shut down. Like yeah, and it was probably the scariest thing that I've ever gone through. But mm-hmm. at the same time, it was kind of like a wake-up call that I probably needed, because I'm like, I can handle an anxiety attack. I've gone through it before. But that
mm-hmm.
was scary, because yes. I'm like, what if that happens when I'm driving? What if that happens when I'm the only one there to take care of my child?
Yeah.
Like, God forbid that Corey's not around and it happens.
Mm-hmm.
That's something that I don't want to experience again. So
yeah.
Anyways.
And if it's... I don't remember if I talked about it or not, but Sierra watched me experience that mm-hmm. after the Sad Bitch Island show.
Yeah.
Because a part of us having this job is having to be consistent. Like this, yeah. this is our family's means of survival.
Right.
Both of us.
Right.
And it is not just like I depend on her. She depends on me. It's not even like, okay, I have to show up because my family needs it. No, it's not. It's also
yeah,
your family.
Yeah. 100%.
And I know that if this is going to continue, there is a certain expectation, because whether people want to admit it or not, if you're going to be consuming content, as much as you want to tell me, I'll listen to whatever you want to say.
You're not going to have as much fun.
I would never ask you to do that yeah. because I know I wouldn't.
Yeah, no.
I would never listen to someone who was constantly just like, mah, mah, mah.
No, truly. I feel like, bad enough. That's why I'm not saying as much right now, because I'm like, I know that I'm lightweight starting to have another something, because I can feel my heart racing
yeah.
and I can feel my chest being heavy when I try to breathe. And mm-hmm. I'm like, ugh, who wants to hear that again? It's like after so many times,
we're still doing that.
I'm just worried that people are going to be like, enough already.
I know.
We get it.
I know. And so when you have to mask that to show up and do your job, which so many people have to do.
And yeah.
Nurses, doctors, therapists,
teachers,
servers, like everyone has their own shit that they are going through,
mm-hmm.
but you have to show up and do a job. And I know we in the beginning were like, I'm not going to treat this like any other career that I would have.
Mm-hmm.
And show up any differently than I would need to show up at those places
yeah.
as well. So when you have to mask and suspend your feelings, like compartmentalize, I'm going to put this away.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to keep putting it away and put it away and put it away and put it away. It is like, okay, now we have to shut down.
Mm-hmm.
We're overloaded.
Yeah.
And that's what I was doing. I was hiding a lot of my personal struggles.
Mm-hmm.
And there were times that Sierra and I would be recording, and like in between, I would just be like staring.
Mm-hmm.
And after the Sad Bitch Island show, I basically became one with my chair.
Yeah.
My eyes were wide. Tears. You told me this mm-hmm. as well. Tears were just coming out of my eyes, but I wasn't crying.
Yeah.
Like, my face was still.
Yeah. Exactly what I was going
through. But tears were coming out.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember people talking to me, but it was almost, I don't know if anyone's ever experienced this before or if this has a name. Let me know. And if I've already asked this and you told me, tell me again. Whenever I was little, this is the first time I remember experiencing it. Whenever my body was going through something that it didn't want to go through, I would become really tiny.
Mm.
Does that make sense? So it was almost like,
okay,
my arm would shrink.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You feel it's like an internal fetal position.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
So I would become like the size of a Polly Pocket right in my chest.
Okay.
And I could see my hands, but they were like huge to me. They felt like so fucking big.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
And so whenever this happened after Sad Bitch Island, I remember feeling that littleness again. Like
yeah.
I was the cognitively aware me was so far back, removed from what was happening. And I was just like really tiny inside of myself. And so I knew somebody was here in my eye, in my face talking to me.
But it was like, you're underwater?
Yes.
That's exactly what I said to Corey, because he was asking me about it. I'm like, I almost felt like I was like in a thing of water
mm-hmm.
watching you. And it was just like, blah, blah, blah. Like I could, mm-hmm. but it was muffled. I couldn't hear really
and
what
here's
he was
the
saying.
Thing. There was a comfort for me.
Oh, yeah.
It was almost like,
good.
I don't want to get out.
Yeah.
I don't want to come out.
I agree. That's exactly how I felt.
Which is also why it's scary.
Yeah.
Because it's like, what if there's nothing to bring me back out?
Mm-hmm.
Because I know that I can't trust myself to get myself out, because
no,
I liked it too much.
It feels good in here.
Yeah.
It feels like I'm not having to feel all the physical other things that I was having to feel. Because in that moment, it was nothing. Peaceful.
It was nothing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It was the most...
Mm-hmm.
And it happened.
Did you ever do this as a little kid? Or I actually still do it now. Mm-hmm. But when you're taking a bath, you go underwater, but you open your eyes.
No.
So you, okay, so I would slide into the bath water, holding my breath, and then just open my eyes and everything would be like this.
Underwater?
Yes.
I would never open my eyes in bath water.
Oh, I, well, I'm the gross girl. So, and then everything is like,
because
I live
just
in
because of soap, not because of,
oh, this was before any kind of soap was added or anything. It was literally at, like, as the tub was filling up.
Yeah.
So that got it. But you hear it underwater, like,
got
and then
it.
I would listen to music that,
but with my ears.
Yeah.
And so even like now doing this, blocking my ears does, gives me the same sensation.
Yeah, but it would be like I would feel like peaceful. But then there was a little part of me, trigger warning people for suicidal thoughts,
ideations,
sure, that would be like, you don't have to come back up. You know what I mean? And I'd be like, I could just lay under here. Like, that's why I say I don't like, what do I say, that I would drown or I would burn? You say that you'd be,
I want to drown.
Yeah,
I said drown,
but drowning scares me, fire scares me. I think it's the drowning thing is from that moment though where I was like fully okay with being like, I could just
until you're like, no, I can't, we won't do that one.
No.
See, I remember, I don't think I've ever shared this, but I feel like if there's ever a time, now's the time. But I had this running feeling that I would try to battle. And I talked to Barbara about this. She was the first person I ever talked to about it. I don't know that I've talked about it with Kay, but I remember I would wake up in the middle of the night and I would feel like I needed to stand in the middle of the room and scream.
Okay.
And so I had to fight this feeling of getting up and just acting as unhinged and inhuman as fucking possible.
Yeah. Feral.
Yeah. Because I was like, you're going to scare people.
Yeah.
If you do this, you're going to scare people.
That's what I felt during
that. That's what I want to do.
Yeah.
Well, it's just scream.
Yeah. Because there was a part of me, I told him, where I was like, I could tell that you were scared of me, but like, and normally my response would be to coddle your feelings over mine, but I couldn't snap out of it.
Yes.
So I was just like,
because I was okay. I remember feeling I would bury that feeling of wanting to get up and scream because, again, trigger warning for suicidal thoughts and ideations. A part of getting up and screaming would, it would first be get up and scream, and then it would be tell them you want to die. And I remember that, if you guys know that I was doing family vlog stuff, when I first started that, I did so because I physically couldn't perceive myself as a person. And it was like, I could do the podcast and I could be a photographer because those were a job. But being a mom and a wife felt like an extension of my humanity and not an occupation. And I couldn't see myself. It was almost like I can put on a podcast host hat. I can put on a photographer hat. There was no mom hat for me.
Yeah.
And so I could not see myself and know whether or not I was doing what I was supposed to do or doing a good job because the messages that I was hearing were so scary and so bad. And so I started recording myself so that I could watch it back and be able to see without the filter of my own head what I was like. And I remember when I first started it, I was obviously not in a good place because I couldn't even fucking perceive myself. And I looked at Shane and said, you know, sometimes I want to die. I don't want to be here. I'm just so tired. I'm so fucking tired. And I remember him telling me that I needed to stop because he was scared. And I knew he was scared because of the way I was saying it. And I remember sitting on the ground and looking out the window and feeling that same feeling, that peace, that smallness, that almost like, I almost want to laugh.
Yes.
I almost want to laugh.
Yeah.
And it was like, I don't
but
want.
But not like a ha ha ha. Like
no.
A,
yes. It was like, I don't want to come back into my body because I feel weightless
yeah.
of all of those feelings and expectations. And I'll be damned if I run back to them.
Yeah.
It was like I was aware of them, but absent of them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. From afar.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And so that happened to me one other time. I remember I was sitting on the couch and I kind of was just staring. And Shane was really, really trying so fucking hard to run interference with mm-hmm. the kids. Because he would say like, hey, mommy's not feeling well right now. Like let's go do this. Let's go do that. Like he tried really hard not to shield them from it, but also not like scare them
yeah.
or like make them think that I was not okay or I was bad or I was scary. And
right.
so I'm really grateful for that. But
yeah.
yeah, I know exactly what you mean. And like, it's a very, very scary
mm-hmm.
feeling.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is that the first, did you say that was the first time you felt that? Or is that like it happened before?
What? Which one?
What happened to you the other night?
I would say that's the first time that that's happened like that.
To that extent?
Yeah. That was like, I wouldn't have blamed him if he had taken me to the hospital kind of moment.
Yep. Yep.
Because I actually scared myself because there were blackout moments
mm-hmm.
and I hadn't been drinking. Or anything that would cause, like I said, no drugs, drinking,
yeah.
stuff like that. I mean, I had been way earlier in the day during like Christmas things, but not at that moment in time.
Right.
And definitely not to the extent to be blacking out. So I knew that that was like, uh-oh, mm-hmm. I'm like losing parts of brain function, I guess.
Yep.
And that scared me.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was probably that, to my knowledge. That I remember, that was like the worst that I've had yeah. it.
But I also feel like this is the most stress you've.
Oh my God, this year was a lot.
Ever been under, despite
yeah.
it also being positive.
Yeah.
That's
the
weird
crazy
thing.
Yeah. It's the most positive year I've ever had in my life. Arguably one of the best of my life.
Yes.
But also the most shit that I've. Like pressure and stuff that I've been under and just life changes. I'm somebody who is very routine based. So mm-hmm. big life changes are kind of rock my world a
yeah.
little bit. And I've had so fucking many this year. So fucking many.
Well, even like the high, low lows of just like the past couple months.
Yeah.
And having to like navigate that
yeah.
is going to just like you're drained, you're
well,
done.
Yeah, it's spiking
shut
and then
down.
Depleting, spiking, depleting, spiking, depleting.
And you like your life.
I love it.
You love your job. You love your husband. You love your home.
Yeah.
You love your kids.
Yep.
And so it's almost like I actually like the reality I'm living in. So I'm trying to do as much as possible to feel it
yeah.
because I've spent so much of my life trying to run from
yep.
my life.
Yeah.
That I actually don't know how to exist.
And I don't know that I like feeling all of these feelings. I'd like to go back to being in a shell a little bit.
Yeah.
But I don't
pendulum.
Wanna,
that
yes,
fucking pendulum.
The pendulum. Because I don't want to shut it all out.
Yeah.
I enjoy what's happening, but I also need less. I need a little less.
Mm-hmm. And see, I think for me, it was the opposite. It was almost like I lived in complete oblivion
yeah.
to my mental health issues
yeah.
and like the trauma that I had experienced. And so at that time, all of that had come to a head and it was like, hey, bestie girl, I know that you've been like actively avoiding us for 30 years, but we are here.
I'm actually going to bust that door right down.
And I was like, word, looked, they're there. And I'm like, well, uh-oh.
They punched you right in the face.
I was down for the count. And so it was like the opposite where I was like, now I'm trying to figure out how to enjoy a little more.
Yeah.
You're like, I'm trying to enjoy a little less, baby. I want a little less.
I don't know how to get this to regulate.
Yes.
Regulators.
Round rise up. Oh, mount up?
Mount up.
Rise up is
yeah.
Hamilton. That's my bad.
You're going full Broadway on me, baby.
I was. Sorry.
We're in the hood.
I be doing that sometimes. I be doing that. Okay. What is depression?
Let's hear it.
All right. Depression is a mental health condition and diagnosis, according to the National Institute of Mental Health. Depression impacts... This has to be incorrect.
Tell me.
8.4% of people living in the United States every year.
I think that's probably actually correct. Because I think
it's
way...
that little?
I think way more people mistake... Well, we've said that,
okay.
Like, there can be depression symptoms if you have ADHD, if you are on the spectrum.
That makes sense.
If you have...
I take it back.
OCD, if you have...
Are you telling me that the National Institute of Mental Health knows more than me?
I would say...
You think they have more accurate data
and
percentages than I do, statistically?
Well, because I'm trying to think, like... Were all those times I think I was in a depressive episode, was it depression or was it
burnout?
Burnout. I also, bipolar disorder, I know that has manic depressive episodes. I don't think that's specifically depression either. I could be wrong about that, but that could also be a part of.
Well, because, and I think, I don't know if it's in this one or if it was the other one that I read, but burnout improves when you focus on self-care, you take mental health days, which may be why depression medication didn't work for you.
I know. That's what I'm saying. It almost had the opposite effect.
I just got chills almost. Like, holy fuck. Yeah. How long have you been feeling?
Burnout?
Yeah. Thinking it was depression.
I know.
Oh my God. Imagine if we would have learned this 2 years ago.
Well, fuck.
You know what?
Drop that ball. We dropped that ball and we shattered it.
It happens. When it's supposed to happen.
That's true.
You know what I mean? Okay.
Maybe I can pull myself out of this one 2 years later when it's still happening.
Symptoms of depression.
Okay, let's hear it.
Common depression symptoms. I also find it like somewhat comical that we're doing this at like peak depression season, like fucking
seasonal depression.
Common depression symptoms may include hopelessness. Fatigue, disinterest in things that used to bring you joy, suicidal ideation.
Yeah.
And so
because I don't feel disinterested in things that bring me joy anymore. I just I don't have the energy to do them.
I'm just tired. And I think going back to last week,
spark that inside of me where I feel like, ooh, I could, but also
I want to get back to it. I want to get to a point where I can again. Feel like I can't.
I'm like, there's a longing there for it.
Always.
Yeah.
Always when I have had suicidal ideations or I've had feelings of not wanting to exist anymore, it's always been because of exhaustion. Mm-hmm. It's always been because I'm just tired. And it's not even always tired, meaning physically. Like physically tired. Yeah. But so like
drained.
I'm tired of emotionally having to sustain
everything.
Yeah. That's why I don't know. I'm guessing you didn't listen to that song I sent you.
Not yet. Nope. Sorry. Should I have?
No.
Not yet.
I sent it to you and I go, I shouldn't have done that because she's going to cry her makeup off.
Well, that's why I didn't. I was like, this looks like a sad song and I did just get ready. So yeah. I will not listen to it yet.
Yeah. The song for everyone who's like, what's the song? Because I know I was actually going to skip past it and you'd be upset with me. It's Lizzie McAlpine, A Little Bit of Everything.
Mm.
Anyway. Okay. Can you have both burnout and depression?
Okay, great. Good.
Two Z's.
What a special treat.
Uh-huh. Yes, someone can experience both burnout and depression simultaneously, and their causes can be unrelated or exacerbated by the other.
Okay.
That sucks.
That makes sense.
Like with most life experiences, we respond to stress differently, and what causes burnout in one person may not cause burnout in another. That makes sense. I feel like we are in a... I hope that at this point in... the world, we're in 2024,
holy fuck.
I know.
Shit.
When this comes out, not right now.
Yeah.
We're actually talking into the future.
Oh, shit.
Into
the next year future.
Dude, that's bonkers.
Weird.
Yeah. You are hearing 2023, Jerry and Sierra. This is L&T Radio.
Next year, we're going to upgrade to podcasts.
Yep. We're not a real podcast.
No, not anymore.
Or not ever.
Not ever.
What was I going to say?
Something about something.
That's true. I do be doing that.
2024.
Oh, I believe that at this point, we mostly should be understanding that what causes one thing in one person
it is not going to be the same in the other.
Yeah,
we're all different people.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. can one condition cause the other? I think, remember, chicken and the egg situation, or the square and the rectangle?
Yeah.
The circle and the oval. Does burnout Does burnout cause depression and vice versa? The external factors that contribute to burnout can cause a depressive episode. Okay.
Interesting.
But depression does not cause burnout.
Okay.
People who live with depression won't always experience burnout.
So I wonder if when I thought that I had like actual clinical depression, which I potentially did, I wonder if I just had burnout for so fucking long.
Yes.
That
it felt like I'll never get out of this.
Yeah.
You developed a hopelessness.
I did.
Which,
because in that time, when we're talking pre-podcast, I did have kind of no hope for anything.
Right. That was, the reason why I wanted to start it.
Yes. I was like, there is nothing kind of that brings me joy, even motherhood, which I would say arguably is the thing that brings me the most joy in my life. I was just feeling like a failure, which was probably because I was a single parent for so long and I was feeling burnout from it.
Yeah.
Damn.
And not only were you feeling burnout from being a single parent, but you were feeling burnout from being a single parent who had to shield
my child from so much of my life at that time.
And the world.
Yeah.
Like everyone in your life.
Yeah. Yeah.
A 2021 study indicates that people who experience burnout are prone to experience symptoms of depression, but that doesn't directly result in clinical depression diagnosis.
Sure.
Okay. But I understand, again, it's one of those things where it's like, it's very hard to diagnose certain personality disorders because
they could all have, like,
they could not. There's overlap.
There's so many symptoms. Yeah.
And a lot of people don't have the resources to deep dive into getting an absolute accurate diagnosis.
I will say, as somebody who I just said that I was looking into therapy and I've called therapists, I literally have in my insurance, funny me, when I finally am like, I'm at a place where I can get therapy wrong. Because I make too much money to get the insurance that would actually cover the therapy. So I'd be looking at like $150 a week. A session. That's so much money for an hour. That's
bonkers.
So I get people. Well, I mean, I've always kind of known that like mental health is a privilege, but it is like such an it's a hard thing to try to be like, I know I could maybe not fix it, but work towards a healthier me, but I literally don't know that I could afford that right now.
Yep. And trying to figure out how to effectively do it, especially if what you're, because we've said as people on the internet, we can't endorse you self-diagnosing. However, catch us on the street, we be self-diagnosing and we understand why people do.
Yeah.
However, if you are self-diagnosing and you don't know about burnout and how it can manifest and you're going to treat yourself
wrong
for depression, you're going to be wrong.
That's,
and you're going to be treating the wrong thing.
That's why we don't endorse that.
Right. But we do understand why sometimes it's necessary and the only thing you have access to, because it's fucking impossible
to get in anywhere.
Causes depression
versus
burnout.
It's almost like we need to do something in this country maybe to make mental health more of a...
I wonder if anywhere is already figured out how to provide their citizens with like health care.
Oh, it's almost like maybe somewhere else in the world.
I'm sure somewhere
healthcare maybe is more prioritized.
Yeah. I wonder.
Could be.
People of the world listening. You got
Do you
it?
Think maybe that could ever be a possibility?
Yeah, are we crazy little dreamers?
For wanting that?
Yeah. Causes of depression versus burnout. Depression is often defined by the internal experience
of a person. That was sarcasm, everybody. In case I'm just anticipating people being like, fucking Americans don't know anything about the world. That was sarcasm.
Yeah, they.
Thank you.
That's how you know she's down bad. She feels like she has
I'm
to explain
so
that was
fucking scared. I'm so scared of getting yelled at.
So, depression is often defined by the internal experience of a person, sometimes occurring without a root cause. For most people, the catalyst of their depression is unclear. Where burnout has a definitive root cause and arises because your external environment has a prolonged negative impact on your physical health and your mental health.
Okay, makes sense.
It's the result of being exposed to an unrelenting and unwelcomed amount of stress.
Oh my God. It is unrelenting.
Mm-hmm.
It is unwelcome.
It is definitely unwelcome.
I will say both of those things.
I think that is that's probably, arguably, the most important piece.
Yeah.
That depression doesn't have a cause.
It can come out of nowhere.
Burnout does.
Yeah. And I think if you can look at your life and be like, this is maybe what's contributing that amount of mm-hmm. super unhealthy stress, mm-hmm. that might help you in figuring this out.
We were just talking about this last night. But whenever I was...
we had a really fun night last night, everybody. We had a girls' night and we had it in a Jerry's blow-up hot tub with freaking sheets in her garage that were like cocooning us in there, and then lights, like Christmas lights up on the sheets. It was actually beautiful. It was really fun. You were having just like the best playlist.
It was the most Midwest.
It was so fun.
Shit.
In her
ever.
Garage.
I actually had a thought about doing like an interview show.
From that?
Yes.
That'd be fun.
Called The Truth Tub. Because that's what we did. We said we're going to get in here with our friend Nicole. This is The Truth Tub. We're going to show up in whatever the fuck way we want. I'm not cleaning my house.
I'm not shaving
anything. And I'm going to wear a high cut bikini.
Are basically claws. Mm-hmm. Like at one point, Nicole sent us a GIF. Fuck me. GIF.
I think people say GIF and I say GIF. So
fuck it. A picture.
A moving picture.
Of Timon, Pumbaa. And
oh, yep.
What's the fucking
Simba.
Simba. I want to say Santa. Christmas is on the brain. Cunt miss on the brain. In the like little jacuzzi pool, whatever, in the Lion King. Uh-huh. And she was like, about to be us tonight.
And it was. And it was. But I recognize now the importance of doing things like that.
Oh my God.
And I've never really invite. I walked in and I go, Shane, I don't think I've ever done that.
Yeah. I don't think I've
ever spent time like that with people intentionally to decompress.
Yes.
And like just vent and support mm-hmm. and like encourage. It was spiritual, maybe.
I don't know. Did I see Jesus in that hot tub?
Kind of.
Jesus was in that hot tub.
Jesus was in that hot tub. Jesus is weird.
Jesus was weird in that hot tub. In a good way.
Yeah. Good weird.
Yeah.
Oh, what I was going to say is, Rachel, whenever I was like down bad around the time that I'm speaking of me experiencing my series of catatonic states, she was like, imagine that all of us have baskets.
Mm-hmm.
You, Jerry, have an unusually large basket. I was like, thank you. And she's like, but not everybody has the same size basket.
Sure, my basket couldn't be smaller.
And she's like, and just because other people's baskets might be full doesn't mean that you have to pick stuff up because you still have room in yours.
No.
And I did not believe that that was true for the longest time. And in a way, I still struggle with that. I'm trying to be better, but like we said, this takes time and you backslide and, you know, you grow sideways, Noah gone.
Fucking sliding all over the place.
Slip and slide.
I don't know.
But she was like, you just need to pay attention to what you're putting in your basket because it's too much. Mm. It's too much for you to carry. And so I'm recognizing now, like, okay, I need to take on less. I need to stop doing everything and taking responsibility from other people and start putting stuff in the basket that I actually fucking like to do.
Yes.
And that fuels me.
Yep.
And so like I started painting. There was a night I spent 4 hours in what I would consider a flow state. Mm. And I just painted.
So nice.
And it was incredible. I like felt so much joy from it.
Mm.
And that's not to say I won't experience burnout again. I know I will. I'm actually very fucking scared of tour.
Yeah, I know.
Because of that.
I know.
But like, it's something I desperately want. That's why when I say like be sustained emotional, whatever, is like that emotional state can be good too.
Yes. Truly.
So anyway, moving on. We're actually only going to do this one, obviously, but according to Shabazz, potential risk factors and causes of burnout include long work hours, high stakes responsibilities, unrealistic
stakes responsibilities, couldn't describe our job anymore. And yes. You would think like maybe not. You would think not. But when people say that words that we've said affects them on a like life-changing level, as much as I love to hear that, and that is one of my like greatest accomplishments of my life, that is also so fucking scary because it's like, what if I say something wrong one time? It's mm-hmm. why when you hear me fumble over my words and try to like super explain myself, it's because I know that sometimes I've misspoke and not intentionally tried to hurt anybody mm-hmm. and have hurt people. And that is like, kills me when mm-hmm. you see me online.
That's why she went out of her way to tell Gen X to kiss her fucking ass.
And I'll do it again.
She's like, I want to be clear this time. I accidentally did it before, but I very seriously mean fuck you here. Just kidding.
There were so listen to it back, and I bet there are so many moments where I'm like, no, seriously, I'm kidding. Yeah. No, actually, I'm just kidding. Yeah. No, please, this is a joke. I'm joking. And most comedians, if you go into a comedy show,
they won't do that.
They won't do that. And it's because it should be clear that mm-hmm. it's comedy. And I think sometimes, like the single child thing that I said, mm-hmm. I thought that was a clear joke, that it was not meant to mean that. Well, I don't think that only children are unsuccessful.
Yes.
I would never fucking actually think that. Yes. My own child was a single child for 10 years.
Yes.
And was going to be until I met Corey.
Right.
I had no problem with that. So I think sometimes that people will understand, but and then I see that I've actually hurt somebody or like made a mistake in that way, and it guts me.
Yeah.
For days. Like, it's all well, I think about.
Longer than days.
Okay.
Like, well, years. For a very long time. Because there's stuff that's happened years ago that we still
I know
talk about. But then it gets hard to share that affects us, because then we don't want to open ourselves up to being dogpiled, but then we don't also want to open ourselves up to people like blowing smoke up our ass.
Yeah, because it also is bad too when I say that, because now people who don't like me and want to harm me, I feel like I just handed you, here's the fucking knife, buddy. Mm-hmm. I just told you where to stab.
Yep.
And now you know. But also, yeah, I don't want other people to overcompensate and feel like they have to like coddle me, mm-hmm. because I feel like I can take it sometimes, but I'm just telling you, sometimes I feel a big responsibility and that can be hard.
Yeah. Sorry. It's just a transparency thing.
Yeah.
I was like, where are we? Risk factors. Got it. We did long workouts.
I thought you said Riz factors.
Riz factors. Gen Z, you know what's up.
Not you, Gen X. Get out. Oh my God. I'm kidding. I'm sorry.
Long work hours, high stakes responsibilities. We only made it two in. Here's the third.
Okay.
Unrealistic expectations.
Wow. Oh, here we go.
A toxic or fear-based workplace culture. Expectation to offer high performance with inadequate resources.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey. My brain is it. I couldn't describe us better than an inadequate resource. Look at my brain doesn't even know how to say that. Fuck
we
me.
Are high performance inadequate resources. That's yeah. what we are.
Ladies and high performance inadequate resource. But that title was too long and it wouldn't fit on a t-shirt.
Not well. An unsafe work environment.
Well, fucking, I would say that you and I are both pretty unsafe, but just to ourselves.
Well, if you were watching the footage, you would see that Corey was like, are you guys going to be using knives? And you go, maybe just a and you try to like pretend stab me.
What? Was that
camping?
Hey, everyone, we're going on tour.
If you want to see Sierra fake stab me and watch a medic try to teach us
how to
fix it. Yeah. Go to lazyandtangents.com and don't come to Columbus because it's sold
out.
What the fuck?
That's fucking crazy. That's fucking crazy.
That's fucking weird.
That's fucking
that's
weird.
Suspicious. That's weird.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, no, I'm so that's unreal. Thank you for selling out like our fucking home state and our opening show.
Ohio,
like,
what? Represent,
O-H.
Man. I-O.
All right.
Yeah.
Discouraged use of employee benefits such as paid time off.
What? Well,
what is time off?
We don't know.
We don't take that.
No, even when I'm home, which this week both of us have been home, but both of us have been working from home. Like,
yep.
I don't.
Mm-hmm. Perfectionism and low compensation.
Mm.
I would say.
I'm well compensated, I feel.
I feel I'm well comp. I almost feel like how well I'm compensated makes the other ones
Yeah, I
worse.
Shouldn't complain. Yeah.
I almost feel more pressure because I mm-hmm. don't feel worthy of the security that this job provides us.
Yeah. Well, you know and I mean? Wouldn't even say just financially, just like the way that we get compensated yes. from the people that yes. we are.
From the
butcher. The compensated.
Ever heard of condensation? It's one of those fun to get wet. Part of my rap song.
Don't you dare.
Also my own song lyrics.
When this fun to get wet.
So we're going to end with some coping tips.
Good.
Okay.
I fucking wish you would.
And prevention solutions.
Cool.
Okay. First, set boundaries. It's important.
With myself?
Yes.
Hey, stop getting out of bed to check for fires.
Instead, get a smoke alarm.
Oh, yeah. I really need to check my batteries. I think that they all are. I have been telling Corey that since batteries are good, I am afraid of carbon monoxide poisoning.
So there's things for that, too.
Well, I've already told him that that's what I wanted for Christmas, and my stocking is a carbon monoxide detector. He didn't get me one because he thought I was joking, but I am so serious.
Couldn't be more serious.
I need that in my house. Thank you.
Have firm boundaries around your time and expectations of how you'd like to be treated. That includes by yourself.
Okay.
Without boundaries, you're more likely to be exploited and succumb to the external pressures that are expecting you to push yourself beyond your limits, which will eventually lead to burnout. Now, I know that I stopped doing TikToks every single day because I was doing it every day, twice a day, to the point where I was like, I'm losing my fucking mind.
Yeah.
And I knew that I was doing other things that I was like, this has to be okay.
Yeah.
It has to be okay that this isn't a priority. Now, do I wish that maybe I had more time back then to invest in it? Sure. But I do now. And so now I do. I'd make it a priority when I have time, but I don't beat myself the fuck up when I don't. And
right.
like, we have given me essentially that allowance to be like, hey, you got to create a boundary, create a boundary.
Yes.
Like, you got to do this, you got to do that. And I feel like you have realistic expectations when it comes to your work.
Mm.
I don't think you have it when it comes to people's responses to stuff. I don't think you, uh-huh. you, I don't think you know to just like, we're not going to
shut
that
out. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree. I let people get to me maybe
you're
a little too much.
I think, and not even just people on the internet, but I think that
in my
people's access to you.
Yes. Needs to be
less.
Yeah. Filtered.
Yeah.
Maybe a
mm-hmm.
little more.
Mm-hmm. Which actually goes back to what I said to you before we even started earlier.
Yep. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. I really am just like so worried that I'm going to make anybody upset or like sad or hurt. God, I'm so afraid of hurting other people all the time.
Mm-hmm.
It like really runs my life. Like I can't even say that mm-hmm. it's like, yeah, I just like don't want to hurt her. I mean, like, no, that is affecting almost every decision I make is like based off of, will this hurt somebody?
I think that's why you probably, and you can tell me if you don't feel this, feel so comfortable doing something so fucking intense with me because you know that you can't hurt me.
Yeah, probably.
Does that make
sense?
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Like, I think that you know that if you did, that I'd tell you.
Yes.
And that I would know it wasn't intentional.
Yes. Yes.
So like, it's not like.
I think that's the biggest part is like, if I accidentally hurt somebody, but it's the people that they will come at me and be like, you meant to fucking hurt me, you evil bitch.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, what?
Yep.
No, I didn't even know that would have that effect. I was just thinking about myself a little bit.
Yeah.
Now I'm selfish.
Yep.
Fuck.
Yep. You know? Oh, yeah. Well, that's why I used to pick up other people's stuff and put it in my basket, because
mm-hmm.
I thought if I put more of me in my basket, that was selfish.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, my basket's for other people.
Mm-hmm. No, it's
get
not.
Your stuff out of my basket.
I will. I just need a bigger basket. Just kidding. That's not about me.
A 2020 study conducted among nurses. Oh, that actually reminds me what I wanted to say is nurses,
mm-hmm.
doctors, teachers, social workers, all of the people that they said burnout affects mostly
feel that same life or death mm-hmm. connection to people.
Mm-hmm.
Because it is reinforced, I can say, as an educator, it was reinforced to us daily. You may be the only safe adult in this kid's life.
Yeah.
You may be the only meal that they have today. Well, they're not going to eat you, but like, school might be the only meal that they have today. You yeah. might give them the only hug they'll receive this week. Like,
my God.
You could be the person who notices something and stops something horrible from happening mm-hmm. or helps get this person on a healthy path.
Huge responsibility.
Huge responsibility. I know social workers do that.
Yeah.
I know doctors do that.
Nurses.
And they have nurses.
And also doctors and nurses have the added effect of like actual life and death.
Actual life and death.
On a daily basis happening
at their
hands. And
having to compartmentalize their own shit yeah. to do that.
Yeah. That's it's a lot. It's
and
a
like,
lot.
It's insane to me to say that I feel like I still have that same amount of pressure, even though I don't have a classroom full of people here.
Sure. It's like we do, but there are online classrooms full of people.
Yeah.
Truly.
Yes. And I think for the longest time, I felt so embarrassed to tell people that I was a podcast host or that I was a content creator, that I worked in the social media space, because people don't be like, oh, so you feel the same kind of, you know, intense emotional strain that doctors do. Bitch, what? You know what I mean?
What? Yeah.
But like, I do in a way, like not
on that level,
not
probably, but
physical. Like I'm not doing CPR.
Yeah.
But like I do feel a responsibility to people that I feel like people who are in the service industry and that are caregivers and stuff.
Caregivers, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
I give care.
I do be giving care. I be serving cunt, giving care.
Not giving cunt, serving care. Not that one.
No, never that way. Anyway, a 2020 study conducted among nurses suggests that mindfulness training can reduce the emotional burden and level of burnout.
Okay, so. Mindfulness. Mm-hmm. Great. Changing your brain. I'll tell you, Now, some people say that maybe Corey is a little more unorthodox in the way he does things, but he's very big advocate for retraining.
Yes.
The way that you think about things. So like, instead of saying like, oh, I'm going, I have to do the dishes. It's like, I get to do the dishes. When mm-hmm. I do the dishes, that means that I get to watch my show while I'm doing that. You know what I mean? It's like turning that thing that has to be like, fuck, I have to go and do this into like a, you're tricking your brain. You're gaslighting your brain into fucking.
Because sometimes you fucking have to.
Because the dishes need to be done because the kids need to eat.
Yes.
Or you need to eat.
Mommy's got to eat.
Yeah.
Feed the baby. On the baby. Or whatever. Other strategies include keeping up with self-care routines, advocating for yourself when you need help, speaking with a therapist. All of those things are fucking hard. I'm just going to say that right now.
They are.
All of those things are absolutely fucking hard. But I think what I want to take away from this personally, and mm-hmm. I hope that you guys take away from this, is that you don't have to put other people's stuff in your basket.
Yes.
And if there is a source, if you believe that there is a source and removing that source from your life improves your quality of life, improves your feeling, improves all of the symptoms you're experiencing, then it's probably burnout. Yeah. If not, if it continues despite you making some changes or setting boundaries, then it's depression. And so awesome. I don't know how much that will help people in figuring out what's going to be the best form of
care.
Is that it?
Healing? Help?
What do they say when they're like, all right, I'm going to send you home and this is your
treatment?
Yes. Treatment plan.
Yes.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Also, I would like to say it's important if you are experiencing suicidal thoughts or ideation of any kind, never take that lightly. Mm-hmm. Please reach out to somebody, even if it's a hotline, a number. I wouldn't do it to a friend. Honestly, you need to reach out to a professional if that's the way that you're feeling, because people don't potentially know how to handle that and it can make things worse and you don't deserve that and they don't deserve that. So please mm-hmm. reach out to somebody who is
People who are not professionals aren't prepared to respond to that. And
And honestly, they shouldn't have to. I'm sorry, but it's mm-hmm. not good for either one of you. Yeah. And
unless you have safe. Someone in your life who you already have a relationship with, where you have said, I am comfortable being someone you can like have a safe word with and say, hey, if I send you this emoji, know that I'm not well and I might need help.
And I hope that that person knows. If you are that person, here, I'll say this as well. If you are the person who's receiving that, please reach out to help. It's yes. not on you to do it. Mm-hmm. Reach out to a professional. There are hotlines you can call that are free.
Mm-hmm.
So don't feel like that is your burden or not even burden, but just like your responsibility to take on. High responsibility. We don't want this also happening to you because you feel that emotional. Yeah.
Yeah, we don't want you to then feel like you're responsible for that.
Someone's life. It's a really heavy thing.
I just know that I would never do it.
What, reach out to a professional?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's okay. But as long as you don't feel like if you reached out to someone else that
it would be their job. No, yes. No. And I think it would be more so like you setting up a nail appointment for me yes. where you looked at me and you're like, do you want me to call?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not like,
I'm not going to do your nails for you.
Right.
I don't have the qualifications.
Yes.
I didn't go to school for that.
I don't have the tools.
They will be horrid.
100%.
But I will call.
You're going to get an infection.
Yes.
I'll call.
I'll call for you. I'll set it up. I'll put it in my phone. I'll text you when they remind me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay. We love you guys. We hope your year's off to a real bang. I'm so fucking sorry. But maybe this was the good time to do it because, you know, it's the beginning of the year. We can start off
new
with
year,
some
new, me.
New information to help you attack your brain.
Yeah. Gaslight yourself into happiness or whatever they say.
2024.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for hanging out, everybody. We love you so much. We'll see you next week.
All right.
We're out.
Goodbye.